These people are slow to respond. Well, morning, Sleeping Beauty. Who am I calling? I'm calling for help. But for some reason, comms are on the fritz. And though I am receiving notifications, I'm unsure if they're receiving any of mine. Oh, yeah. The guard. In all honesty, it'll still take them a while to reach us. The rebels. Oh, that's right. That big mouth Z blew my cover. But yeah. I'm trying to contact them too. But unlike the guard, they're actually trying to find me. But they need to maneuver around Sector B and through the wreckage that now makes level 7s through 8. They'll probably get here first if nothing else explodes. Oh, yeah. I'm one of the rebel leaders within Shadow Slate. I mainly focus on collecting information from the higher-ups so that we can plan meetings to avoid possible ambush. Recruitment? No. That's someone else's responsibility. They're an idiot on occasion, but they mean good. How does that work? Recruitment? Oh, it's funky. But we usually pick the select few that can benefit the rebellion as a whole, and then we pick random citizens with general curiosity within the crowds. You were among those picked for bettering the team, specifically my team, from the looks of it. It's why I was looking up your files. Maybe, but usually when a group is selected for my line of work, it's people of higher rank. Though I think they chose you because of your uncle. However, recruiting people with direct family ties to the council, captains, or generals are avoided due to emotional attachment. Does it matter if you're in disagreement with them? They're still your family. And it's not easy to point a gun at him. And it's worse that the person is so heartless to do it without remorse. That would just make us look like villains. Damn it. I think something's jabbing my back, but I can't reach it. And I don't have the space to move my arms around like that. Do you mind reaching under me? This thing is driving me insane. Thanks. Okay, it's to my left shoulder blade. Yeah, right there. Damn. What is that? What? It's under my coat. How did it even... Hey, what the hell do you think you're doing? Yeah, I know, but you can at least ask before undressing me. I swear, you are something else. What? The lines. Yeah. That's just a side effect from the procedure when getting outfitted with nanotech. No, just reach under my back and there. Okay. Jeez. What the hell is that? A piece of shrapnel? Fuck. Must have gotten lodged there when I was covering you from the explosion. Oh, just leave it to the side and wipe your hands with my coat. My blood has a lot of mercury in it. so it's not safe for it to stay on your skin for too long.
Hmm?
Yeah, it would be bad for me, but after the nanotech is installed, it starts changing one's anatomy to make reproduction of said nanomites easier within my body. So as a result, most nanotech-enhanced guards have a lot of minerals flowing in their bloodstream. No, it's not a bad thing. Well, as long as your body accepts the first month of culturing, you're usually fine for the rest of your life. It's kind of like a symbiotic relationship. We both need and help each other to survive. Finally, Z responded. We pinpointed your location and we are on our way. We are disguised as Team 6 of 20 for rescue and recovery. Give or take an hour. Well, hopefully we have enough air for them to reach us and drag us back. Are you looking for something? Or are you just curious to see how far the markings travel down? Just making sure of what? I can feel your fingers tracing the patterns down my side. And to answer that question, yes, it keeps going. And yes, it's down there too. You're so cute when you're flustered. No, I'm not flirting with you. You're just too easy to tease. Oh, come on. How could I not? Besides, it's not like we're actually doing anything bad. Well, I'm not, that is. Don't worry, it's okay to be curious. Just ask, and I promise to answer. How I got chosen? Well, you first have to qualify. And no, it doesn't revolve around high physical performance or some stupid written exam. It's all in one's genetics. Yeah, you have to carry a specific set of genetics for the procedure to even be considered. You have to have a very high immune system, can't be allergic to anything, no birth defects that compromise the immune system, and the more mixed your lineage is, the better. Yeah, lineage. My origins are scattered all over the place. Middle East, North America, had grandparents bouncing around Asia. My mother was from Europe? Well, what was left of it? Well, after all those examinations are done, and you pass with about 90% of Earth's genetic pool, you're then given the first of 3 nano-infused serums. Then, you're isolated in a room for about a week, in between injections. This is to ensure that your body is accepting them, and even with the best genetics, there's still a 50% chance of fatality. Because there's still an unknown factor that the scientists have yet to figure out that causes the nanomites to reject the body. Me? Oh, no. I didn't have any trouble with the serum. Me and my brother were some of the first in our batch to be discharged after the first month of incubation. Yeah, I have a brother. So Hale Harris, or 0967. But, he's unaware of my current position with the Rebellion. Well, We're both in the Rebellion, but he works in a different department than I. I was just promoted to Leader of Intelligence, and news like that spreads slowly, for good reason. I should have told him when I got the news, but I don't want him to get worried about me. Our last leader kind of got arrested. We tried to get him back, but he... He killed himself, so that the information that he had wouldn't get in the hands of the Council. Would I do that? Well, yeah, but I can't let my brother know that. Do you have any idea how pissed he'll be?
Oh, he would be beyond pissed.
What the?
You became leader of the intelligence and you didn't tell me?
So, Hale? What the hell? How long have you been listening in?
Long enough to know that you went behind my back to save some random cadet that has yet to go through recruitment and blabber on about our identities.
Okay, the identities part, you can blame Z for that. But look, I was planning on telling you. I just...
No. You have no excuse this time, Navid. This isn't something that you can just keep to yourself. How the hell did you even get promoted to leader?
I signed up for it. But in all honesty, I didn't expect Torvin to just give it to me.
We will continue this discussion later. For now, we need to get your sorry ass out of the rubble. I should be arriving at your location within a couple of minutes.
Well, damn, that was fast. Z told me it'd be about an hour.
I managed to sneak around the rescue team and made my way down from level 7. The room you're in is kind of floating in space, tethered to nothing more than some cables.
Jeez, talk about luck.
You say that now, but when I drag you back to the ship, you bet I'm going to have a word with you.
Damn it. Well, that could have gone worse. Nah, it's fine. He won't be angry at me forever. Let's just enjoy this quiet time before we have to deal with my brother and the rest of the Rebellion.